the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have many comments tonight, just that I understand homecoming came together despite the weather, and it looked like everyone had a great time, and the football team won big, so that was great, and the elementary school got to enjoy the floats and all the stuff that comes with homecoming, and possibly a bonfire at a later date, maybe in the springtime. Those are all the comments I have. Any other board members have any comments? Okay, let's get right started. Mr. D.
All right. Fall sports are certainly in swing. Our student athletes are doing a great job working hard this season. To kind of reiterate what Rock said, it was a nice homecoming. It's good to see our football team win here at home. I think we have found a new event that we're probably going to need to do each year for the elementary school because the little ones loved the parade and seeing the floats come up there. So I know that's a conversation Ethan's going to be having with the folks down here, and we're hopeful that maybe in the future we can involve our elementary students in some float building too. So pretty exciting stuff this year. Our lockdowns and safety drills are in progress, in process. We're noticing a couple of little hiccups that we are dealing with, but things are going well. And we are very pleased to say that our work on the elementary boilers is nearing completion. Both are up and running. We have the new breaching either completely in or almost in. All three of our fire hydrants on campus have been replaced. So we are in good shape, hopefully, as we move into the winter. That's all I have.
Okay. Items requiring board action.
Yes, I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the audit and finance committee notes from the meeting of September 19th.
Do we have a motion to approve those notes?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Building and Grounds Committee. The Building and Grounds Committee held a meeting on September 28th where we had the opportunity to have some preliminary conversations with our architects. We look forward to bringing our architects back to speak to the entire board, hopefully at the next meeting, so that we can start having some salient conversations around what will happen with the pool space. That is a decision that the committee believes that the entire board needs to be involved in, so we're looking forward to beginning those conversations at our next Board of Education meeting. So I would like to recommend the board take action to approve those minutes.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? I do have a question to you guys on that committee. Were there any areas of the redevelopment of space that could be cut so that it could be an equitable, that number is a little bit larger. Is there any places where the budget could be cut so that it could be an equitable match between repurposing the area and keeping the pool up?
The vast majority of the costs with a repurpose of the pool area are relegated to the actual reconstruction of the space.
Okay.
So is there room for reduction? I'm sure there is, but I don't know to what
it'll make it
amount.
Okay.
You know, if it would make it equitable.
I have another
but
question.
But to be clear, I'm sorry, but to be clear, no decision has been made.
No, that's right. That was just a follow-up question. Pat?
I had a question. Do we have any money left in the insurance from the flood disaster that's still dedicated toward the repair of the pool, or did all that money get used?
No, there was no money that was ever allocated toward the pool because, as you recall, we were having difficulties with our prior insurance carrier, which is why we're presently in litigation. The amount of money that was provided by our prior insurance carrier didn't even cover the reclamation costs of the damage to the building.
It was out of the reserves.
So that was, yeah, we took that money out of reserves to pay for the damage and the work that needed to be done.
Okay.
That's still ongoing litigation.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Okay, Board of Education minutes. I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of September 19, 2022.
Do we have a motion to approve the board minutes?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley and a second by Mrs. Norton. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Resignations.
Yes, we have two resignations. The first is Michaela Peterson. Michaela has resigned from the position of cleaner for personal reasons. And then we also have a resignation of Mr. Matt Sears from the position of groundskeeper. And hopefully the board will be appointing him to a new position a little bit later this evening.
Okay, do we have a motion to approve those resignations?
So moved.
Mr. Barber, do we have a second? Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Appointments.
Okay. Does anyone have concern taking these as a group?
I don't.
I think we're all set. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve Jessica G. M. Brown to the position of special education teacher. She has been previously tenured in another district and would have a 3-year tenure track. I'd also like to recommend Ms. Elizabeth Dobbs to the position of elementary teacher in fourth grade on the tenure track early childhood. She was previously hired in the beginning of the year on a leave. She has completed the necessary work for certification, so we would like to appoint her to a full-time position. I'd like to recommend a 26-week probationary appointment of Mr. Matt Sears to the position of head building maintenance worker. He would be filling the position that was vacated by John Twyman. I'd like to recommend Patricia Tisi to the position of cleaner in a 26-week probationary position. And I'd like to recognize and thank Mr. Virgil McDonald. He has completed his 26-week probationary appointment, and we are recommending his permanent appointment as a cleaner. I'd like to recommend Mr. Mike Hilder to the position of school bus driver in a 26-week probationary position, and Mr. Steve Woodward to the position of substitute bus driver. You also have before you a list of coaches for the winter 2022-2023 season, and I would like to recommend those folks as listed.
Do we have a motion to approve those appointments?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
Second.
Dr. Newell. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Those are carried. Building use requests.
It is exciting to start seeing some building use requests come back in after 2.5 years of strangeness. Ms. Jennifer Raymond of Center Stage Dance Studio is requesting use of the junior senior high school on June 9th and 10th for a dance rehearsal and recital. And I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve that building use request.
Do we have a motion to approve that request?
So moved.
Mr. Dudley, do we have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Mowat. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Girls wrestling team.
This is pretty exciting. Some of the regional school districts are getting together and looking at a girls wrestling team. We have surveyed our girls. We have several who have expressed interest. With that said, I would like to recommend the board take action to approve a Whitehall girls wrestling team. They would be practicing along with the boys team following the guidelines and requirements that are set forth by Section 2. So we look forward to that for the 22-2023 season. We hope it goes well and it's something that grows as we move into the future.
Nice. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Mr. LaChapelle, do we have a second? Second, Dr. Newell. Any discussion? This is pretty exciting news.
Yes,
that's great.
Do you
have a feel for how many other schools in the league are doing something similar?
Right now, in our direct region, there are five. So the state is actually going to do a Section 2 girls wrestling state tournament. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So
they'll travel and they compete with our boys
at
the same time.
So at least initially they'd be participating with the boys. Our hope is that as it grows and there's more teams that are involved, they'd be able to completely separate.
Will they do both, Pat? I know after I got out of school, they started females again with the guys. Will they wrestle the guys too or no?
They will not be wrestling the guys.
Okay. Oh, that's good. Perfect. Yeah, that's good.
Nice. So there's a couple of different ways that it could go, but at this point, we're going to get the girls in tournaments wrestling other girls.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when it gets to the state level and regional levels.
Great.
We also have an opportunity here. There's a couple of school districts.
We haven't done our we haven't voted on that one yet.
I was just so excited. I was ready.
I know.
Okay.
Or else you're not going to have.
Hold your
fistful.
So let's wait. You're right, because if you don't act on it, we don't have it.
You don't have it. That's right.
How about
right.
You guys vote?
So how about all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry.
No, you didn't.
Now you may go to the
fishing. I'm still happy about the girls wrestling team.
So
I'm sorry. All right. So another cool opportunity that's going to be, we're hopeful that we're going to be able to provide to our students is a fishing club. As you've noticed, there's a lot of interest throughout the state and actually throughout the country in bass fishing, in general. And we have the opportunity now to participate in a fishing club from other school districts throughout the region and, basically Albany up this direction. Being right here on the shores of both Lake Champlain and Lake George makes sense for us to be involved in something like this. There are also a great many grants out there. I've got a couple of applications sitting on my desk right now through a couple of the large outfitters that provide supplies, money, and material in kind to these sorts of clubs, so I'm going to be working on that. But we have volunteers at this point that have an interest in helping support this club. We've got a lot of students that are interested. So it's something we'd like to look at if the board is willing.
Sounds good. Do we have a motion to approve the fishing club?
So moved.
Mrs. Norton, do we have a second?
I'll second. Yeah.
Second, Mr. Dudley. Any other discussion?
I've told
another great opportunity for the students.
And I've told Mr. Redmond this is not going to be his full-time job. He will still need to come here and teach, even though he wants to do this full-time, I think.
Okay, and this is junior, senior?
Yes.
Students. Okay, yep. Good. Great. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Items of information.
Yes, upcoming, we've got some new board member fiduciary training, which will be held on Saturday, November 5th. If that's training that you need, please get in touch with Heather, which signed up. That's something that needs to happen within your first year on the board. Additionally, we have Amanda Rodriguez, who has expressed interest in starting a new club at the middle school. And basically, it'd be like the Junior Horizons Club. We've got a Horizons Club now at the high school. So this would give our students in the junior scene in the junior high the opportunity to participate in those sorts of activities. So big thanks goes out to Amanda for her interest in participating and helping out that club.
Great. A lot of good stuff happening.
Yes.
I'm glad to see a lot of visitors in the audience. Visitors' comments. I don't know where we want to start. Mrs. Hollister?
I have two.
Okay.
What is the fishing club? How's that going to look?
Well, basically, they'll be fishing. No, so what they would be, they'd actually be having tournaments.
Oh, okay.
So there'd be tournaments set up for the school districts that are participating. Whatever fish they may be looking for, that'd be, highest amount of weight caught during a period of time. I've got a handful of people that have already expressed interest in, working with our students. And those individuals would need to be fingerprinted. They'd have to pass all of the, the necessary paperwork in order to be working with our students. But they'd be participating in tournaments on the local and regional lakes.
Wow, that's great. My second question is the girls wrestling. Someone's, Vicki, you asked if they would be participating with boys, and you said no. What if a girl chooses not to go?
I have an answer if you need it. If a girl decides to wrestle on with the males. They are no longer eligible to wrestle with the female team.
Yeah, so, you know, it's going to really depend, I think, a lot on where the girls fall on the teams. You know, clearly, you know, maybe some of the lighter weight classes might make sense for some of the girls to want to participate against the boys. But once we have a better sense of the number of students that are actually participating and how many show up, we'd have a better idea of exactly which track we're going to be taking with our
teams. And I could just proceed, you know. For a month, they wanted to wrestle with boys, but no, they're eligible.
Yeah, they've got to pick right from the beginning.
They won't be eligible.
Yeah,
okay.
They've got to pick right from the beginning on which track they're going to
take. Thank you, I appreciate that. Done.
Okay.
I have a few questions.
Yes.
Along the same lines, well, girls wrestling, that's what I'm here for. Was I on the list of coaches that was on there for girls wrestling?
Our current coaches are going to continue to coach the girls program based on what has been shared with me by our athletic director.
Okay, I'll talk to him because he said it was supposed to come up in this meeting.
Okay. Your name wasn't passed along.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
And then my second question was, well, not question, but I already have 6 girls signed up. My question in that is, I had a couple girls that were in 7th and 8th grade that tried to sign up and were turned down. As far as I know, when I went to the Section 2 meeting, that modify was in the process, but I didn't know if that had to be approved by the board or if it's the athletic director.
Yeah, at this point, we are approving the senior high school students, 9 through 12. So 7th and 8th grade, if we have the appropriate level of interest, that'll be something I'll revisit with the athletic director and we'll be speaking with the board in reference to that.
I have 6 girls that have already signed up.
Okay.
And then what is the outcome if they want to do multiple sports at the same time? Because I know a couple were turned away for that too.
Yeah, typically you pick one sport that you're going to participate in because of when practices fall. But again, that will depend solely upon how the practice schedules look, and we've got to make sure that we're following the section rules for the amount of practice that student athletes have to have in that given sport to be able to participate.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm wearing a couple hats tonight, so.
Okay.
First, I'm Jeannie Sheedy, born and raised here, of course. I have this gentleman, if I could pass this around, I'd appreciate it. I have this gentleman, his name is Anthony Eagle. He definitely has an incredible story to tell. Troubled youth, bad home life, all 9 yards. Ended up in jail. I think there's 2 there, Mrs. Norton.
Okay.
He's now doing inspirational speaking. Yep. Yeah, there you go. He's doing inspirational speaking on what not to do, you know, try to go down the right path. And he's doing it through sign language and music. He's phenomenal. He wrote a book, which is going to be out, I believe, next week. If you guys would like to, you know, see more of what he's about and everything and what he does, he's on Facebook, Anthony Jam, or Crimson Anthony Eagle. And he's also on TikTok, Crimson, C-H-R-I-M-S-O-N, or Crimson Zero. Just zero, there's no line zero, just zero. And, you know, he'd like to come talk to the schools. He does a really cute, he teaches, like, the littler kids how to do the days of the week in sign language, which is really neat, to a song. But he also, just his story alone of where going down the wrong path, and when he got out of jail, he got really connected to this hand talk, which is sign language through music. He has over 6 million followers on TikTok. He actually did one of his here in Whitehall with the ski manager behind him because he came up and bought my camper. That's how I met him. And he's just phenomenal. Phenomenal.
Okay.
And he had asked me if I'd talk to you guys about maybe coming up and talking to the high school kids about picking the right path makes all the difference.
Don't
do it later, do it now.
We can share this with our guidance people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, guidance department.
But while he's here, he can also go up and, you know, show them how to do signs. you know, days of the week, or he can downsize it to little kids. You know what I mean? Down talk it, or however you want to say it.
Okay.
But he's trying to do a couple of the prisons up here, too, so he wants to get, like, enough offense when he's here.
Okay. Understood.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Talking about the fishing thing real quick before I turn it over to Pharaoh, have you contacted Bassmasters Castaquet?
We haven't yet, but it's one of the groups that we're aware is out there and have an interest in helping support these teams.
I got
teams.
Casey won states when she was 10.
Yeah.
That's all I know about Bassmasters Castaquet. So now, I'm NeNe, and this is Pharaoh. He's the president or vice president of BACA, Bikers Against Child Abuse. And I'll let her have it.
Hi.
Thank you,
I'm a member of the Albany chapter of Bikers Against Child Abuse. Excuse me if you want to pass these out to everybody. We've been in existence in 1995. Albany chapter started in 2014. We are a not-for-profit organization that deal with abused children. By doing that, our mission is to empower children not to be afraid in the world in which they have been abused in. We do that by being there for the kids. You have to be a full patch member, which NeNe and I both are. We have back patches. That's when we went through the training. It's a minimum of a year training, or however long it's going to get to take you to do that. One of the requirements to be a member of this organization is you have to be fingerprinted by the FBI and prove that you have no kind of abuse in your background. We cannot empower children if you're an abuser yourself. You know, we do, and we get fingerprinted every 3 years. We work in conjunction with, like CPS is, the police department, and to make sure that a case is validated, that it is a true abuse case, and the child is living in fear. We have one person who is our child liaison, who would be the, which is on the back of these flyers we're passing out. It's a hotline number there. And she would be the only person that knows anything personal about the case. You know, she'll find out that it is a validated case. There is a police report or it's been reported through CPS. When that happens, we do initial contact with the child with three or four of us just to ensure that the child wants us in their life to help them. We would be there for the child on call 24 hours a day. If they wake up in the middle of the night and they feel scared, they can call and talk to us. If something else happens, we can go to their houses too. This is all approved through either the parents or who's ever court-appointed in charge of the child would be the person that would contact us. CPS would call us and say we have a case. They would give information to the parents or the guardian. What we do when we go to the initial contact, we bring as many BACA members as we can. We have 8 chapters throughout New York State. Albany covers like Hudson Valley up to Ticonderoga area. The other thing is that we go to court with kids. If they need therapy, we make sure they get to their appointment. And if something happens and they can't afford to pay for their therapy, then we will also do that. That's part of what we do, whatever it's going to take to empower children. We try to reach out to schools and stuff. We usually don't give a presentation in front of kids, but you have a couple kids here. But we would never go to a school and do a presentation in front of kids. When we do that, we all go by road names. My road name is Pharaoh. You will never know my real name because it's to protect me, protect my family, and also to protect the kids. Because there's always threats made against kids to not testify in court. A few years ago, I did a level 2 in Vermont because we're closer to the lower part of Vermont than we'll cover Vermont, where there was a threat against a little girl to testify. We were there 7 days, 24 hours a day, we're on the coverage during this event, during the court case and everything. And that's what empowered that child to be able to speak up in court and tell them what happened and face her accuser, and she was only 7 years old. And, you know, you have to have passion for being in this organization and what we do. And there's no, with the pandemic the last couple of years, it just increased the amount of kids that were abused because they were home with the abusers and they couldn't get stuck there, kind of stuck there. But my goal here was just to give you a little bit of information about what we do. If you go to BACAworld.org, there's like a little video on there. Unless you got one of the flyers, it's got a little scan down on there and you have a smartphone, it'll bring you up to that. One of the things we give kids is we'll give them a cup like we have. They'll pick their own little road name out. I think it's right in the top of that.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. They'll pick out their own little road name. One of the things that we have to do, they see they pick a cut. Everything on this cut means something. The white represents the innocence of the child. The red represents the blood, sweat spilled by the child. And the black is a dark time the child goes through. The fist is the fight against child abuse. The chain is our knighted union organization. And the skull and crossbones is the death of child abuse. Like I said, we've been around since 1995. And it was started by a clinical play therapist. This is just another thing that we give the kids that we have. We don't care whether you're 3 years old or you're 18 years old. Every kid loves a bear. When we go to the house, everybody that's there signs their name and hugs it and gives it to the child at the end. And they also get a blanket, even though it's backwards. It does say, they can either cover with it or wrap themselves up in it, hang it as a wall hanging. But it's what it's about. Whatever it's going to take to empower that children to get their life back on track. You know, we've helped kids that have been failing in school because of the abuse that they've done. They've turned their lives around and started getting better grades in school, better communication, feeling safe again. Because one thing that this organization does that usually no other organization does, if there's a threat made against a child, we do 24 hours outside that house until the threat is removed. I've stood on the streets in Staten Island, one block away from a heroin park, all night long for a kid. You know, that's just what we do. We're in 48 states in the United States and 19 countries around the world. And my goal here is just to bring you a little bit of help to your area. I know there's issues in Whitehall, along with every other small community, about abuse. It's always a dirty little secret nobody ever wants to talk about. But you know what? It's the kids. It's your future. These are going to be your future kids. They need the help, and that's what we're here for. So I just wanted to
thank you
to let you know that we are around. Hotline number, it goes right to our child liaisons on the back. Doesn't matter what community you're in. You can go to bacaworld.org, and they'll bring you up all the states in the United States and what chapters closest to where you live. You guys are Albany's area. And, you know, I've been up here before with Baca because you did have a couple of kids years ago that were in Baca. So, you know, so I just wanted to bring it out because usually schools are all reporters. You all have to report if you know what's going on. So it's just another option to give some information out to a family that might be struggling at this time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate that information. Thank you. I think you're next. Hi.
To hand to someone else. Adding to her note, I just thought, I know you guys have like teacher meeting days where no kids are in school. I thought it would be a great idea to have her talk to the teachers on that when you have your teacher conference days, just to let them know we're all here.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your time very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
I don't have any questions. I just have a comment.
Sure.
My name is Jamie Huntington. This is my daughter, Bella. Belle started wrestling this year. I'm her coach. She's also went through the TV program. Belle went 3 tournaments this year, won all 3 of them, went 14-0.
Nice.
So I appreciate, I want to thank you guys, appreciate for working with the, you know, and stuff, getting the high school girls program off the start. I had the honor of being 1 of 4 Whitehall state champs here. Went on to become Division I All-American because I had a good program. Mr. Dyko and Mr. Wager and everybody like that. So again, I wanted to thank you for giving her the potential opportunity to add a name to the banner out there. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay. Oh.
So I just came as more of an issue.
I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
I just came as, I don't know, my son is a senior this year. He submitted his senior photo that was denied by the yearbook. I had Mr. D send you guys the information with that, with the picture and his senior quote, and just wanted to have you guys look into that. I did look into some stuff. Actually, Broadall and Perth High School has had several seniors who have done hunting rifles in their senior pictures. Their board did approve of those. I get that through for Michael's business. He's worked his entire school through White Hall, and now it's kind of turned into a little bit of a mess here with the photo.
Thank you. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other comments? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
And do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Nice to see some of the people here.
Yeah, it is.